appears I'm going through the never-ending job of unpacking boxes which have been in attics, and I've decided once and for all to kind of work out what I need and what needs to go back in an attic. Every CD I'm finding, I'm ripping, no matter how crap, because you never know, one day I might actually like some of these random demos I used to get sent, or should I say the newspaper I worked at used to get sent, and they used to land on my desk by accident sometimes, and I just used to hoover up any random stray music. Finding folders of paperwork as well, and when I open it up I'm thinking, what the hell is this? Some stuff going quite far back, some stuff going back like this to 2004, and it's a random sheet of paper. It doesn't have much information on, but I know that it's a project I momentarily worked on called Cheeky Beggar. And I think the reason why it didn't really take off is because I spelt cheeky or beggar wrong. I just went on the Wayback Machine, and it says that the website existed momentarily at the beginning of 2004. And I've got this text written down, which is obviously notes of me trying to formulate this website. This is the intro. Begging is universal, one of the oldest professions on earth. It is thought that due to mankind's selfishness and small-mindedness, begging is a dying trade. Well, I'm sure that's completely untrue. And it is a trade. You give what you can in return for a feeling of well-being and righteousness. I am certainly not lazy. If anything, I feel my day is too short to fit in all the positive things I wish to do and go to work as well. So these were notes for an introduction for a website, and then there was going to be two initial buttons: redistribute some of your wealth and clean your screen, sir. Now, I think actually it ended up slightly differently. There were two buttons that said, do you have more money than you know what to do with? Click here. And then you could just randomly donate me something and I would tell you how I spent it. And the other button was, do you have more money than time? And then you could ask me to do something in return for money. For example, one of the more successful undertakings was I opted for a fee to distribute somebody's granddad's ashes in a foreign country. I kind of said how much I'd do it for. They sent me the money and I did it. Later to find out that it was probably illegal to take somebody's remains in a talcum powder bottle over a border. Nevertheless, made that person very happy, and I documented and sent them the information. So here, initially it looked like I just wanted people to give me money, or they could see a screen wipe fake crap off their monitor screen, and then they had the option either to drive off or to give me a tip for doing it, which I think is quite a good idea, even if I am kind of 7 years late coming to actually thinking it's a good idea. I was obviously just a bit desperate at the time. I think I was working for the newspapers at the time, so that kind of made sense. And then it goes on to say, this site is a reflection of my dream of freedom. Freedom from society's constraints. Freedom from work. Well, I can imagine a lot of people saying, why should you have freedom from work if I've got to work? There are also sections on the website when I turn the page over, like a post office window, you could bung a dollar or a quid and put up a notice on that post office window. So I guess, of you know, falling back on the old monetization plan of advertising somewhere on the site. I think I just got bored of it and thought it was something I either need to throw 110% into or just let it go. And I think I let it go. And as a result, the domain went, which I think, like I say, was spelt wrong anyway. So, yeah, lots of fun. I'm just looking at hundreds and hundreds of CDs, wondering how long it is going to take me to sort through all of this. CDs, bags, boxes, crap. Expect to see a pretty hefty, chock full eBay account in the not too distant future.